This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Just doing BBC now as well,
honestly. All out today.
Yeah.
Rhianne, you must be absolutely delighted with the scoreline and the performance today.
Yeah, I was, yeah. I think it's testament to the players and how hard they're prepared to work. And it's just, it takes, like I said before, it takes time to gel together. When we start to do that, we put in better performances. And this is a second in a row, good performance really from us. So delighted for the goals, obviously, the clean sheet. Different goal scorers, impact of different players in the game. Beth Manor on the score sheet, you know, Nikki's impact when she came on and obviously gave a perfect opportunity for Ev, really. So, you know, when you look at all of those chances, it's, yeah, I think it's a really positive day for us.
Both the new signings were on the score sheet today. How can you describe what their impact has been like the last few weeks?
I think the biggest thing is that the standards are really, really high, and you know, we want to keep driving our own standards, and so they demand that, you know, in and around everything that we do. So it's helping everybody to kind of go up to another level, which is obviously one of the big reasons for bringing them in. And alongside obviously what they're capable of doing on the pitch, it's just an on and off pitch sort of focus really to get the best out of them and us, you know. So obviously both talented footballers, both can score goals, both can create opportunities for other people, and that's going to be a big difference for us in the second half of the season.
How important is it for a good cup run?
I think the biggest thing for us is the league. You know, we obviously want the FA Cup. I love the FA Cup. It's a traditional, you know, just every a part of English football, isn't it? So it's, you know, for as far as we can go in that, that's obviously going to be great for us. It helps with confidence and things like that in games like today. But, you know, we've got to make sure we focus on doing our job in the league as well as the priority.
Talking about players, would you be looking to bring any more players in this window?
I think it depends on what's available, you know, in this time frame. Still a few days left, and let's see what's available.
Yeah. Again, substitutions, but got people playing minutes, and then of course the subs were getting goals and getting really involved. How important is that, kind of, with getting the team together and being able to rotate as well as you do?
I think it's huge, because we've had a lot of. I don't think there's been a game this season where every player that's in the squad has been available to play 90 minutes. You know, we've been miles off that on a lot of occasions. And so obviously getting minutes for everybody and trying to keep everybody in the best possible place for games is huge, because you can't do it with just an 11, you know. So collectively we're trying to constantly involve everybody within the squad. And because we've needed everybody already, and we will for the remainder of the season.
Yeah. And so this sort of scoreline and this game, what sort of confidence boost does that give you and the team going into the league game and against Chelsea on the weekend?
Well, I think the performance, obviously the result is fantastic, but I think the consistency of performances is helping us to kind of move in a better direction, because week in, week out, if we're delivering like that and we're building the relationships across the players that we have and the way that we defend collectively, those things will get us results. And so the performance in the way that we went about it today, I was really pleased with, because it's the second game in a row where we've performed really well and for each other, and that's going to be important going into the next league game.
The scoreline was pretty emphatic, but particularly first half, they gave you a really good game. Were you surprised by just how much of a test they were?
No, you know, at the end of the day, you play in a team in technically a league above. There's no pressure. You can come out there and you can be the underdog, and it's a good place to be a lot of the time. You know, we've definitely been in that position where we've played without fear and that sort of thing. So, you know, they're in a promotion battle. You know, they're no slouches in their league whatsoever. So you expect a good test. So, you know, I thought they did a really good job of coming out and getting after it and causing us problems. I'd say after the first 10 minutes we started to settle into our flow a little bit more and manage that, but we had to defend properly and effectively in the first 10 minutes, so credit to them. You know, they got us on the back foot and we had to ride that storm, really. So, you know, for them, I think they'll have a really good go at the Championship this year and some best of luck to them in their league.
How do you turn this into performances in the league now? Like, obviously you're not the best run in the league. How do you make this transfer?
I think it's the same as what I've said. The bottom line is we have to be able to consistently do what matters to us in terms of how we play, the things we do together, that we're all in it in terms of our shape and everybody understands their job. We've obviously had a couple of new additions that we're bringing into that kind of mindset and how that works and what their role is within it. You've just got to make sure that you stick to your guns and you stick to the things that matter to you, because then it's easier to actually deliver on that in a game situation. And as I said, the last two games, our performances, despite the Chelsea result, our performance was a good performance. They're an exceptionally good team, you know. And so it's tough to win those games, but we just need to trust the process and keep working in the right direction. That'll help us to get the points we need in the league.
We'll start to see the connections between the new signings and the rest, like, build a little bit. What are you seeing of those connections? Are you seeing that progress very rapidly? Because obviously you're kind of needing to. Like, what's it looking like in training and stuff as well?
Yeah, I think they're just... do you know what? It's actually been really difficult this week in terms of training. We've had, you know, the pitches and the frost and all the rest of it has actually made, I just said to the players in the huddle, in the last 2 weeks, we've had to adapt and flex pretty much every day to how we've managed, like, actual time together on the pitch. So considering that's been so disrupted, what we have been able to achieve in that time with them not being in the building for that long, I think shows, like, the potential for how quickly that's going to evolve. So credit to them and how all of the squad have applied themselves in a time frame that's been tricky for everyone, really.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.